Since President Bush jetted to the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln to declare that major fighting in Iraq was over, Weekend Edition commentator Diane Roberts, an English professor at the University of Alabama, has been contemplating life returning to normal.
So the cable news big hairs are back to covering who killed Lacey Peterson. They never did like that shifty-looking husband. And speculating about who'll get the bachelor's rose, oh my God, instead of live from Baghdad and who's shooting who and who's looting what. And politics is back to normal. The president wants to give rich people big tax cuts because rich people, by definition, need more money than poor people. While the Democrats say that maybe, like, that isn't such a great idea, except for the parts that are okay, sort of. But anyway, they are proud to support our troops. In Alabama, we are having tornadoes every other day, which is normal. But then we had this earthquake, which broke my wine glasses, and that did not seem normal. Still, all the scientists got on TV and said that Alabama sits on some kind of fault line and has 2 or 3 earthquakes a year. It's just that we mostly can't feel them. So that's all right. Then there are the bats. The animal control officer tells me he has to get bats out of private homes all the time, and it's perfectly normal bat behavior for them to swoop down on you that way. Then the Crimson Tide football coach gets caught in a topless bar in Pensacola, Florida. He spent $200 on private dances with a young lady named Destiny. She said he behaved like a perfect gentleman. Now, it may not seem normal for Alabama to lose a football coach who hadn't even been here long enough to coach an actual football game, but the last coach ran off to some ex-agricultural college in West Texas after only 2 seasons, and the one before that got canned for sexually harassing his secretary and still having the brass-faced gall to praise Jesus. The local paper has gone back to covering the coach scandal, along with other big stuff, like the NFL draft and the new X-Men movie. I hear that Magneto has joined forces with Dr. Xavier. And debates over a city ordinance that says you can't drag your living room sofa out onto the front lawn because it looks trashy. So things are better now, much better than what almost became normal, bombs and fires, flag-draped coffins and children bleeding. And we know in the back of our minds that people still hate us and things are still a mess and the economy is lousy and North Korea is building a bomb. But baseball season is in full swing. And summer vacation is coming, and new reality shows on TV, just like we're used to.
Commentator Diane Roberts' concept of reality is teaching William Faulkner at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa.